This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I'm very excited to have Leanne Mackley ride shotgun with us. We have a very special guest coming up at the start of the next segment, Chad Prather. And we're going to be breaking down the election, getting his really informative and interesting take on things. Leanne, you got a bunch of other articles there. What else is on your radar?
Well, I mean, I cannot believe that we are allowing social media to censor our ability to question the results of an election. I mean, they're still actively censoring anyone who dares question the results in Wisconsin, Michigan. I mean, it's just, where are we headed? I mean, I'm hoping that after this election, we can just see a huge exodus from Twitter, Facebook, and these other social media sites that are trying to control us and stifle our ability to communicate with each other and communicate the truth and get access to information. I mean, this is...
Boy, didn't Trump drop the ball, though, on not stopping big tech? He was too damn confident with that Parscale idiot.
Yeah, I agree on that. And there was, you know, I think we just also have a lot of people in charge who have no idea how the Internet even works. And, you know, they don't know how to ask the right questions. And then you have these the tech gods go in and they basically just give as little information as possible and laugh because they're not even being asked the proper questions that allow them to skirt around those laws. And, you know, it's kind of scary, and we're having people actively voting for the prison planet. They're spelling it all out. Palantir is trying to work with the track and trace, you know, with foreign governments. It's just, the writing is on the wall. You've been telling us about this for 20-plus years now, and we're here. We're here.
And again, there's so many fake ideologies by design to confuse people. I'm going directly to Club of Rome, directly to CFR, directly to Davos, directly to Bilderberg. I mean, one time I was covering Bilderberg, like 12 years ago in Virginia, and a guy just pulls up on a motorcycle and goes, here, I work for a dead U.S. senator archive. He's dead now. Here's 500 pages of secret documents. And it was all how we're going to bankrupt America, how we're going to take control, how we're going to take over the unions, how we're going to sell out to China in the 80s. This is all secret agreements. And we posted on InfoWars, and people are like, eh. I mean, it's like Death Star plans, man. It should be game over, just those.
Right. It's so unbelievable that people, they just cannot wrap their heads around it. And that's why they want to go and listen to, you know, the news media that tells them what they want to hear and tells them, or even like traps them and locks them in this fear mode. Whenever I got the COVID and I was, you know, quarantining and staying home, being a good little citizen, my neighbor came out and I told him that I was getting out of quarantine, whatever. And I said, oh yeah, well, I had it. I've been in my house for a couple weeks. You know, he never would have known if I hadn't told him, but I did. And he's like, oh God, just get away. I'll die if I get it. I'll die if I get it. And he's like this very healthy person. He's in his 60s.
They get into the fear and the selfishness. Like being into fear gives them a value. Wearing a mask, even though they care about themselves, they check the statistics and find out it's like a bad flu.
Right. And they,
maybe.
Yeah, they don't care about the 99.98% survival rate. They don't care about that. They want to feel important. It gives them this, like, camaraderie.
A sense of standing. Like yeah. You're a plaintiff in a case. I'm a hero going through all this right now. Meanwhile, you're destroying generations of wealth, starving the third world to death. It's a total scam, and you just bought into it being a chump. You're not part of the winning team. You're called a schmuck, a sucker, a dumbass, an idiot.
Right. You're, like, literally guzzling on a big gulp, and then you're, like, scared of, you know, catching something that's less deadly than the flu. Oh, it's going to kill me. Like, I'll die if I get it. Like, really, dude? That's your mentality that the news has told you?
Yeah, what happened to America? Oh, we ran a hyped-up virus. They all ran in their houses and the world collapsed.
How did you get to be so old and be so stupid? That's what I want to know.
Well, I know this about predators. If you run from them, they attack you. If you run from a bear, if you run from wolves, they're going to think you're dinner. And we just can't keep doing it, folks. And I told everybody it was going to be close because of their fraud. And I mean, because the Democrats told us they're going to do. John Podesta did. They all told us. Leanne McAdoo is here with us. We have a special guest I'll tell you about when we come back on the other side. We're going to lay out the numbers, the states, what's happening, and so much more. We're going to be live right through 9 o'clock tonight and the same thing tomorrow night. We're going to be here 7 days a week until this is done and Trump is inaugurated January 20th in hell or high water. The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid. But we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock at a spike pad. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the front lines of the fight for human liberty. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Leanne McAdoo's riding the shotgun, and Chad Prather, very popular talk show host on the Blaze Network, and also a great country music singer, love his music, is here with us. We really appreciate him coming on. He's at Watch Chad on Twitter and Chad Prather on YouTube. Well, my friend, we talked months ago about the fraud, about their plan. They were public about it then. You've been talking about it. So many others, and I wish we weren't the few of the proud, were like, Jones, it's going to be a landslide. Relax. And I'm like, well, the Democrats aren't wargaming this for no reason and getting all this lined up and then preparing all the censorship. So they intend to steal this from the American people. Let's talk about what you think is going to unfold, what your takeaway is, and then what happens if Trump does get back in, both of you, versus what if they actually put that crazy man in there? And my sick part of my mind sees even bigger defeat for the globalists if they actually take Trump from us. What do you think?
Isn't it interesting that we spent time over these last months, even this last year, telling the American public this is what they were going to do, this is what was going to happen, and they called us idiots, they called us liars, they called us fake news, they called us frauds, we were conspiracy theorists, and then they turn around and they do it. And now when we call them out for doing it, they want to call us all the same names again. We just can't accept loss, we just can't take defeat, all of these different things. We know that it's there. Look, if Joe Biden were to win this election fair and square, that would be fine. That would be one thing. Tip of the cap to him. Move on down the road.
Exactly.
Let's make America the best we can. But you can't convince me, Alex, that this man won this election or will win this election fair and square without some kind of fraudulent dealings that are going on.
And then the fraud's everywhere. It's ridiculous.
Crazy. It's everywhere. I mean, I put on Twitter this morning, I said, hey, I just found 200,000 Michigan ballots for Trump. Does that sound believable to anyone?
Mm-hmm.
But yet they want to defend this idea that somewhere out there were, you know, 139,000 ballots for Joe Biden in Michigan, then zero for Trump. That doesn't make sense to me.
Right. I've got it right here. In one of the states, 100% of registered Democrats voted for Biden. That's impossible. Yeah.
100%. Oh, we just found all of these ballots, and they're all for Joe Biden. Got to count them.
I've got it right here. I mean, I saw that this morning, and Twitter didn't believe it. I went and pulled all the numbers. It's true. I'll pull it up in a minute. It's crazy.
Yeah, count all the ballots. We don't need to check and make sure they're legal ballots.
And you got these Democrat judges saying, we don't need signature verification, address verification. These things are literally just coming out of warehouses. You know what's going to stop them, Chad? It's going to be patriots in the battleground states. Everybody's got to do this, folks. I've got guys about to do it. I'm not going to tell what I'm going to do. We need people to stake out these key polling places and key areas and follow folks around. This is coming down to just us doing it. What do you think?
Yeah, there's got to be some accountability somewhere, doesn't there? I can file my taxes online. I can do every major thing that is required for me to do in my life online through the internet. And I trust that process, but yet I got Kathy who's going to give me a Scantron and a pencil, and I'm supposed to trust, you know, Ted who's farsighted to count these things. It's insane, this process that we've got. They've had ballots. This election's been going on for months already with mail-ins, with absentees. They should have already had all of this crap counted, and here we are. Here's our situation, and now we're going to say, well, we're going to need more days. We're going to need more months. You're right. It's time to fight back. I mean, that's the area right there that really pisses me off, is we've rolled over and we've taken it over and over again, and that's what we're going to do again and again until ultimately – we're going to look just like Venezuela. What are we looking forward to the most, the breadlines or the gulags? Because that's where we're headed with Kamala Harris, who's going to be president in 6 months if Joe Biden wins this election.
And by the way, you're right. We're going to be Venezuela. Most of these blue cities, I've been there. They look and act like Venezuela.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the whole COVID thing was sort of a preparation to get us ready for the breadlines, because so many people – if they're continued to be shut down in their states, they're going to need it. They're going to need that handout.
And by the way, the Davos group even said that. They're like, oh, this will teach us to be poor, Chad.
Yeah. Yeah, Leanne's exactly right. This COVID thing has trained us, right? It's made us into sheep. It's made us bow down at the altar of safetyism. The mask is our talisman. And you know who's a part of the cult based on the mask wearers and the fear. Fear is collateral. They can spend that. And the more they can make you fear and afraid for your life, they can control you. And that's exactly what they've done. So they've socially distanced us. They've put us behind plexiglass. They've made our transactions different. They've shut our businesses down. They've killed an economy, so that now when we turn around and we're looking for a stimulus check to show up every month, then what it's going to be is now we're on the government cheese, we're on the government bread, we're on the government tit, so to speak, constantly looking for
something. And now they can dictate
handout.
Now they can exactly. Now they can dictate the terms of our surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do we break free of that, Chad Prather and Leanne Magadan?
You know, at some point in time, we got to stand up and let our voices be heard. And unfortunately, we've picked the wrong platforms to do that. Twitter, Facebook, all of these social media platforms, YouTube, Google, we've picked the wrong platforms. We're going to have to take to the streets. We're going to have to stand up. We're going to have to be vocal. I'm sick of seeing riots from Antifa and BLM. I'm tired of seeing this nonsense without anybody fighting back. I'm not advocating for violence, but at some point in time, you got to pick a fight and you got to take it to the street.
Is that they attack our vehicles and stuff, and I've just gotten to the point where, and I'm not looking for a fight, but the next time we usually retreat, and at a certain point, it's time to beat the living hell out of these people.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know what? I came into the studio, and I'm like you. You guys you're burning the midnight oil. I mean, you guys are burning the candle at both ends. I know you're tired. We're tired. We were here till 3 o'clock in the morning. We're going to continue to be here every day as well. And you know, I came locked and loaded, man. I came into the studio with my go bag ready to go. I didn't know what I was going to encounter in the streets of Dallas on my way home last night in the middle of the night. I didn't know what I was going to see. That's not my America. That's not the America I want to live in, and that's not the America I'm going to live in. And they're gonna pick on the wrong people. They keep going after these elderly suburbanites urbanites who are already unarmed and can be bullied and pushed around. And they're going to push too far on the wrong people, sit down at the wrong damn table, and that's when it's going to start.
Antifa in Austin, he said, these people are wimps. I'm going to go intimidate them. They won't do anything. And he goes up and points a gun at an Army veteran, a decorated combat vet, and the guy kills him. Well, what do you expect? He's dead 10 minutes after he says, these people are wimps. They'll never push back. And all this guy saw was a guy pointing a gun at him. He just, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, our own, you know, Elijah Schaefer was on the streets in D.C. at BLM Plaza. I can't believe there's a place called Black Lives Matter Plaza. And they were putting out active tweets that were saying, we're looking for Elijah Schaefer with the intention of assassinating him as soon as there's no police presence. Had to pull him off the streets. That's strong language. When you start using the words, we're looking for him in order to assassinate him, that's real stuff right there. That's when the world gets real. At what point in time do you push back on that and say, nope, we're not going to put up with that?
Well, you're absolutely right. And Elijah Schaefer's got our old Savannah Hernandez working with him. And Savannah's a great lady. She's mad at us that I wouldn't let her go out alone. I'd make her take security, and then that would actually blow her cover. We get it. But then as soon as she said she was going to go there, she got beat up once. And she's got a lot of courage. But, again, why would they beat up a woman videotaping them? They're scum.
Yeah, they are scum, and that's exactly what was going on last night. And even with armed security or any assets that you have around you, when you're surrounded by 200 Antifa members that are threatening violence, you're mobbed. There's nothing you can do. You know, Elijah got tuned up last week in Philadelphia when he got it punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
He got his lips split open. It's a crappy situation to go into that. He's got bigger balls than me, quite honestly, guys.
Well, I was about to say, why are we having to send women and male reporters in when the police should do their job? But in these blue cities, they've been ordered to stand out.
Right.
Yeah. And people don't want to be exposed. I mean, that's the big issue there. They don't want to be filmed doing what they're doing. They want to be anonymous. That's why they're wearing the damn masks. They don't want to be seen. And so exposing the darkness like that's going to lead to violence. And I think one of the keys is we got to continue exposing the violence because law enforcement apparently is not going to do that.
Let's come back and talk about what happens if Trump gets in, what he should do, and then what happens if they're able to steal it, which they intend to do.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody better get like, well, there's no way. It's a fraud. They don't care. They've already taken over almost every country in the world. Leanne, tell folks about your Twitter.
Leanne McAdoo.
While you guys still have it, hopefully.
Leanne McAdoo.
Leanne
yeah.
McAdoo. And at Watch Chad. Chad Prather's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, and we've got a new URL to get around the bans that we have on Big Tech. And that is 79days.news. That takes you to Band.video. Because now they banned Band.video, 2020 Election Center. So 79days.news. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premium. premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I'm bleeding.
I know, but you gotta help him.
Yo, get off. Get off. Get
off. Yeah, girl, he tried to stab you.
Ambulance, they stabbed me. What? They stabbed me. Bleeding really badly.
Shit, they stabbed Beverly and Beattie right now. They just stabbed Beverly and Beattie. Call 911.
Call 911.
About saying we're right. It's what Chad Prather pointed out 15 minutes ago when he first joined us. We're laying out what they say they're going to do, and then they go, oh, you're kooks, Jones and others. You know, they're claiming that we're going to contest it, and we're going to have Antifas around the White House, and we're going to stab people. And now they're doing it, Chad. Now they're doing it, Leanne. So let's walk through those scenarios and get any points you want to. What happens if they're able to remove Trump versus if Trump can get back in and he can stop the steal? What does he need to do immediately? I think he'll be on the warpath more now than ever.
Yeah, I think the White House is on the warpath. I think they're in a situation and they're looking at what their proper recourses are. But beyond the White House, you know, American citizens, just the hate that they're experiencing for supporting one candidate or the other, it's insane to watch from the footage you were just showing there. I mean, you look at the wall they built around the White House. It looks like the Berlin Wall. It's a double gated. It's the idea that we need something like that, that people are out there. And right now they don't know whether to riot or not to riot. It's like a pit bull that's eating a chicken. Right. And then you point at another chicken and say, I don't eat that chicken. Now, they've already tasted blood. They're going to keep coming. They're going to keep coming. They're going to keep coming. And I hope Trump uses the full arsenal of everything he's got to go after them with this. I hope the recount in Wisconsin. I hope Giuliani goes to Philadelphia. I hope they do everything that they can do to push this thing and fight this, because this is massive fraud that's going on. They told us they were going to do it, Alex. Mm-hmm. Leanne, they told us they were going to do it, and they did it. Mm-hmm. You're going to stop an election in the middle of the night, see how many votes you're behind, and then come up with a number that puts you in the lead, and that's exactly what they did last night.
Mm-hmm. It's incredibly obvious.
Right. Right. They were saying for months, they were saying that Trump's not going to leave office. What do we do if he refuses to leave? He's going to say that the results are illegitimate. He's going to fight it. And of course.
So they create the fraud. They create the scenario. He's forced to block it because it is a scam. And then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy for their idiot supporters that he's actually a dictator.
Right. And then they can say, oh, we got to get him out. He's refusing to leave. And of course, now the Trump campaign, they have filed suit in Michigan to halt the ballot counting.
And one other state.
Wisconsin.
Yep.
But until the campaign is granted meaningful access to numerous counting locations and a review of all opened and counted ballots. So they know that there's a steal going on. They want to make sure, oh, how all of a sudden did you find these 138,000 ballots just so happen to be 100% for Biden, something's a little bit fishy there. Were you just hiding these back in the storage closet?
And Trump predicted it 30 minutes before it happened last night.
Right, and they said, oh, how dare he put out that.
By the way, Chad, I'm not trying to kiss people's ass, but President Trump, literally 74, looked like he'd been resting for 2 weeks in the Bahamas last night at 4 a.m., gives an incredibly accurate speech. I mean, this guy's freaking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, listen, guys, I was dead last night. We were sitting here waiting on the president to come out and give his speech, and we were just saying, please, come on, come on. Donnie T, get on stage, man, so we can get out of here. He comes out looking refreshed. Renewed. I mean, this doesn't look like a guy who had coronavirus, 5 weeks ago. He's looking good, man. Strong, full of energy. And you can't tell me that Joe Biden, who has given up, put a lid on life, waved the white flag of surrender on living, and can't even remember who his granddaughter or his wife or his sons or anybody else. You can't
tell me. He doesn't know who he is.
70 million people voted for this guy. You can't tell me. He doesn't know his own name. He can't find his way out of the basement. You're going to tell me 70 million Americans voted for this man.
So let me ask you that question. If they're able to steal it, what are the repercussions in a snapshot? I think I don't want this to happen. I'm not Machiavelli. I don't believe in unjustified means, but I can look at the awakening, the backlash, the really people have really stopped being complacent. If they steal this, they have sowed massive seeds for their destruction.
Well, in many cases, one could look at it, and to an extreme, you could say, well, this is the end of a republic. I mean, you've got a guy who is incapable of running a country, much less being the leader of the free world in Joe Biden. Secondly, if he steps down, and there's so many scenarios whereby he could step down, maybe in grief because his son Hunter ODs, maybe because of scandal that's there, maybe he's putting the shoes on the wrong feet, and they can't, he's walking into walls, and he's just not fit for service in that capacity. So now you have a socialist, a far left socialist who steps into the Oval Office in Kamala Harris. You could paint a picture for an end of the republic, because now this becomes a critical election. This becomes the transformation of the Democratic Party. Now we're no longer Democratic Party, but it's a socialist party.
That's right. It's a socialist revolution. So you're right. I see people waking up in a backlash, but you're right. They know that's their weakness. They're going to go pure authoritarian. They said they are, and really try to mop up the country. I think you're right. I think it just can't be allowed to happen. We can't let this happen.
No, and now they're coming. They do come at you, as Beto O'Rourke says. Hell yeah, we're coming for your guns. And they will. They can basically pack the courts, write the laws, do anything they want to do. God forbid they get the Senate. And if that were the situation where they had the House, the Senate, and the White House, they could write anything they want to do. Scrap the Constitution, scrap the Bill of Rights, get rid of the.
So this is an overthrow of America backed by communist China on record. They hide it in plain view. They're not even hiding it. We really, I'll be honest, I have a responsibility. I think you do, all men do, women as well. I just think we have to do whatever's necessary at this point. But we can't play another plan. We don't want to be offensively violent. But at a certain point, we just can't let Biden take over.
Yeah.
No, you can't let that happen. You got to fight that with every means necessary that's out there. Use the courts, use the Supreme Court. Push this thing as far as you can. Fight it. Like I said, if Joe Biden won this election fair and square, that's one thing. But I just can't believe that he did that.
He's a Chi-Con agent.
No
Leanne, what do you think happens if Biden can get in?
I just had a scary thought. What if, you know, Biden, he's obviously going to get taken out within the first 6 months. He's going to, you know, step down, whatever. But what about third in line, Speaker of the House, Pelosi, president?
Well, under the Constitution, how does that usually, if a president leaves, the vice president comes in?
Yes.
And I forget who makes the vice president. I think the president does.
Right,
they appoint that person?
Yeah.
How does that work, Chad?
Well, you would have, it depends on the scenario that's in there. I mean, obviously, you could have a situation where the Speaker of the House has to step in. But if Kamala Harris becomes the president of the United States, of course, she has an opportunity then to appoint her own vice president, which could be interesting if you have someone like, let's say, Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of scenarios.
Oh, they talked about that, actually.
They get really, really scary that are in there. It wouldn't surprise me at all if something like that were to happen.
The rise of the witches.
All right. I've been asking the questions. When we come back in the next segment with Chad Brayler and Leah McAdoo, I want to ask what you guys think is next and what we should do and what other angles of this are. We have a lot of news, a lot of clips, and what's going to happen if Trump gets in? How does he go on the warpath? What does he need to do? There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fake ballots, they got all stored up. Their secret weapons. And though we're disapproving, oh, I got to tell you, Chad Prather is a great talk show host over at the Blaze Network. At Watch Chad, Leanne McAdoo's amazing. longtime InfoWars reporter, analyst, would take care of her mom and grandma and dad and everybody else, and hates Austin so much she won't live here in this communist hellhole anymore, but we're trying to get her moved back. Seriously, we're like, why did McAdoo leave? Because this place sucks. I'll tell you why. People are like, why do you live in Austin? Well, my family helped found the state. We've been here since, like North Texas since like 1820s. And, you know, I'm not going to get a whole pedigree, but it's pretty ridiculous. Colonel Travis, the whole nine yards. And I'm just sitting here, living here in this California hellhole, which is crazy. They leave California, they come here, and they create the same damn thing, but I'm ranting. Chad, we've got some big news. I see you on your phone. You know about it. Biden wins Wisconsin, AP reports, in fight for White House. AP says they're God. Also, the governor of Arizona's come out and said that it was too close to call. Fox should not have called Arizona for that. I predicted Fox would do treacherous crap like that because they're all in it together at the top. And breaking, Trump wins Maine's second congressional district, so that's 1 point. It's the split up in two pieces there. Trump campaign statement on Michigan lawsuit. They're calling for every bit of the counting to stop until there's lawyers and eyeballs on what these little gremlins are up to, and I totally agree with that. And McAdoo, that's what you know, were saying. He has to block it. It's a fraud. They're illegal. It's been proven. It's a Democrat strategy. They admitted they were going to do this, so he's got that for court. And so now they're going to say he's trying to block votes.
Right. Are any of these boxes that they miraculously find with these ballots from the military? Are they military mail-in ballots? Because they're notoriously bad at counting those votes.
Those always get lost, and no one ever cares about
those. No one ever is able to find those, but they can find these 100% Joe Biden votes that were locked up in the storage closet or sitting in a mail truck somewhere.
Chad Brother, what do you make of these latest developments?
Well, it's amazing when you look at the graphs, how they're going up, they're going up, they're going up, and then they stop, and then they go directly vertical up for Joe Biden, and then they start going up more. It's just incredible to see. Graphs don't work like that. I understand if there's an upward growth, you know, it's going forward, but just to stop and then all of a sudden jump up by 100,000 and keep going is insane. I do think they need somebody looking over their shoulder. Somebody needs to be there. I don't know if we need to start having, you know, these armored cars that are coming in with armed security that are grabbing these boxes and taking them out. And I mean, is anybody objective anymore? I don't know. But somebody needs to be looking over their shoulder. I'm going to steal that phrase from you, Alex, these little gremlins that are counting these ballots, because you're exactly right. There is something fresh out of the pit of hell going on here. We're in a battle for the soul of our country. This is the soul. This is the identity of America that is at stake. This is everything that we have, that's the things that we love about this country, the things that we value and make us patriots. All of that is on the altar at this point in time.
And for folks that don't know, you called for the graph. There it is, the graph. We have about several states, Wisconsin, Michigan. As soon as those drop, it's a straight up line. No graph is straight if it's organic and real. It goes up and down. This is just boom, perfectly straight up like a rocket for Joe Biden. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Right, and they called out the president.
And then it continues on, perfect line. That's an artificial line of fraud. Sorry,
right. The president, you know, how dare he say that they're going to find a bunch of boxes of votes at 4 o'clock in the morning? We wouldn't do that. We have integrity. How dare he?
But that's what
they
always
do. That's exactly what happened. I mean, that's exactly what happened.
Now they got their operatives hoarding them, and they go, okay, we need this many. Okay, bring them in.
Right. And they're just holding on. Didn't think they might. They don't roll them out because maybe they won't need them. They thought there was going to be this blue wave, but, you know, then they
that. That's right. The Senate, that they're not getting. It looks like we're going to make the Senate stronger. House is about the same. You'd imagine if Trump was in so much trouble, they would have taken the Senate. I mean, that looks to me, that's another indicative sign.
Well, people are just waking up. I mean, even in Kenosha County, it's very slim margin there, but for Trump. And I think, you know, they experienced the riots there and the looting and the call to defund the police. And they're thinking, they're actually seeing it, similar to the Cubans in Miami and Venezuelans and those people living there in exile from their communist countries. They see the writing on the wall, and they're voting absolutely against that happening here in our country. So people with eyes to see can definitely see
that's
what's
right.
going on.
What about Rittenhouse? He's facing $2 million bond. It turns out the three guys that attacked him were all criminals, one a pedophile, they were all criminals. And he's on record. They were shooting at him. We now know another guy had a gun aimed at him. But I read about people now killing people out of jail in like a week. I mean, it's insane. But, oh, Rittenhouse, he's got to pay, Chad.
Yeah, Kyle Rittenhouse is a good example. If you're not going to defend us, and I'm talking about the police, if you're talking, I'm talking about law enforcement, talking about National Guard, whoever comes in on the scene, if you're not going to defend us, we have to have the right to defend ourselves. And you see too many of these Kyle Rittenhouse situations where someone defended themselves, and you can make the argument all day long, well, maybe Kyle Rittenhouse shouldn't have been out there with an AR-15. Well, he's got the right to do that. Look, I support numerous organizations that have shown up, and I support their right to bear arms. You want to walk out there with an AR-15? You want to march down the street with the AR-15?
You've got like a liberal zombie pedophile apocalypse. The one guy he shot first literally is convicted of raping little boys.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're chasing him, beating him, and how dare he defend himself?
People get up in arms because it's, as they say, an assault style weapon, right? Look, I don't go anywhere that I'm not armed. I don't go anywhere. I'm in Texas. I have the right. I've done everything to have that right.
Mm-hmm. I've got a police shotgun in my truck, and I've got a 9mm. And it's not because I'm living in fear. I'm living in charge. I'm not going to be pushed around.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I don't want to match might for might. I want to overcome the might that's coming against me. So I make sure that I'm protected. My family makes sure I'm protected. We're defensive and offensive. Listen, I've got body armor. Everybody in my family's got body armor. We've got protection around our house. We don't want to have to shoot anybody. But by God, if you come down our street and you start causing trouble at our house, it's going to be a different story.
And that's why all the crime is in areas where there's not good old boys.
Yeah, that's why they're doing everything they're doing, burning down urban areas because they're bullies. They know that in most urban areas that are Democratic-run cities, these people are unarmed and they can get away with a lot of stuff. And then enter a Kyle Rittenhouse who defended himself, and now they're wanting to crucify him and make an example out of him, and he was well within his rights. And he did everything he could to try to get away from these people, and finally felt threatened for his life, and he shot him.
And let's say it, he's not a big, imposing guy. He's got courage. He did a good job defending himself. He was very proficient. But he doesn't look like, a big, tough guy. And so that's why they picked on him. They also beat up women. They beat up handicaps. I mean, these pieces are – that's why the first guy killed that was attacking him, and raped 2 8-year-old boys. I mean, this is what these people are.
Yeah, and at what point in time do we say enough's enough? At what point in time do we say enough is enough? You're burning down buildings, you're looting, you're vandalizing, you're killing, you're murdering. You showed a clip earlier of somebody being stabbed in Washington, D.C.
At what
point in time do you say that's enough and we're going to fight back?
Right. This can't be the new normal. We can't have people just targeting this woman, Bevelyn Beatty, who was stabbed. She's the one who had previously dumped paint over the Black Lives Matter mural outside the Trump Tower. So they believe that they were targeting her because she dared to stand up and not go along with the resistance. How dare you be a black woman who isn't going along with the Black Lives Matter movement.
So they stabbed her.
They targeted her. And
if you think they're not targeting people, if you think they're not targeting individuals, we saw that with Elijah last night, you're stupid. They are definitely targeting individuals that they feel.
Well, that's what I told Savannah. I said, listen, you're targeted now. They know. I care about Savannah. She's out there every day. She's got courage, but they're targeting her because they're terrorists.
That's exactly right.
All right, final segment coming up. What do you want to hit when we come back, Kyle? You're not Kyle, you're Chad. Talking about Kyle. What do you want when we come back, Chad?
Yeah. I don't want a $2 million bond.
That's right.
Dude, at this point in time, I need a drink, Alex.
I've already had one, don't worry.
Let's talk about what it looks like between now and the election. The inauguration.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I was looking at the numbers, and I just got to tell you, right now it looks like Trump's going to lose. Okay? If he doesn't flip Michigan back, if he doesn't get Nevada, if he doesn't get Arizona, it's bye-bye time. And, of course, it's all been done by fraud, the COVID, the lockdown, the fake ballots, the dead cats voting. And he's set in Georgia. Let's punch up the satellite feed. It's still empty. How do you know a Biden campaign? Because it's an empty parking lot. He's set to declare victory at 4 o'clock today. We'll be live on air. Covering this disgusting spectacle. And again, I'm going to tell you, they said if Biden wins, they're going to come after Trump supporters and, quote, level us, persecute us, put us in prison. It's not just Keith Olbermann saying that. It's high-level Democrats. So this is a communist overthrow. This is not a normal, you know, just like our guest was just saying, this is not a normal political handoff if this happens. They are literally looking to cement things and have one-party rule, Leanne.
Right, and even if Joe Biden comes out and announces that he's the winner, even prematurely, then that's still going to feed into that narrative that Trump's refusing to concede, refusing to step down. I mean, Hillary Clinton still 4 years later tells everyone, well, I won the popular vote. I mean, it's just a way to, maybe they're going to wait till the weekend to roll out their rioters and their looters. Because Trump is going to refuse to leave the White House. They are
crowds
gathering to force him out. We're going to force him out because he's going to refuse.
Our votes count. Our votes count. Chad Prather, I don't want to say I have a sinking feeling. I have a feeling fight for my life. Like, you know, we need to be doing something. Like, do I get on a plane and go to D.C.? Do I? I mean, I'm getting to the point where I'm not going to have some Chi-Com commie running my country.
I can't have it.
Yeah, it's bad. When we left the studio in the wee hours of the morning, I just felt something empty in my soul, like there was something that just wasn't complete yet. There was something.
You nailed it. I'm interrupting. It's emptiness. That's the feeling. It's emptiness. Yeah. Why are we feeling that?
Yeah, and I said this is the first time. You know, I remember the election. I stayed up in the wee hours as long as I could. The election of 2000, George W. Bush and Al Gore. Stayed up as long as I could, and we know the rest of the history on that. This is a weird one. They just stopped counting. It just said, we're just going to stop, and we're just going to parlay this thing over and see how many we need, and we'll go from there. And that's exactly what they did. We've called it over and over again. You know, Joe Biden's going to come out, and he's going to announce victory because he wants to look presidential in the mind and the eye of people that are out there. And you're exactly right, Leanne, to your point. They're going to say, well, this is Trump being a little despot who doesn't want to give up power. This is exactly what happened, actually, in 2000 in a different scenario when George W. Bush stepped out and basically announced that he was the winner. Al Gore didn't step up and assert himself in any form of a leadership capacity, and people just accepted it as the
decision. That's right. Trump's got to go on at the same. Trump's got to go out at the same time and just indict this son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. You come out, you are the president. Go be the president. Announce it. And you're right. Michigan, you can't tell me that Michigan is going to flip, is going to not flip red, is not going to go to,
it went red last time, and then Trump delivered. Trump delivered.
Yeah. The lead was so big. And to tell me that Michigan is going to go blue is insane. You look at the numbers in Georgia. You look at the numbers in Nevada. Look at the numbers in Pennsylvania. The lead was so big in Pennsylvania. That's insurmountable. I mean, in Georgia, you know, you take Clayton County, which is a Democratic stronghold. They didn't have a big turnout in Clayton County, Georgia. They didn't have a big turnout there.
Obama used to get crowds of 50,000 people like Trump. Biden can't get them anywhere.
When Obama came out,
he's got 12 people sitting in a hula hoop.
Yeah.
Say that again, Leanne.
Obama just was out campaigning for Biden the other day, and there was like 12 people in the crowd. I mean, he's lost his luster.
This is a giant fraud. Wow. And they expected to have a fraudulent landslide, but it didn't work.
No. And you see this. I mean, the clip you guys are showing right now, I mean, you got, 15 people sitting in a hula hoop on the floor or on the grass there. It's insane. And in this long walk, the same day Donald Trump lands in Marine One to 30,000 people. Yeah. Right. And then people act like this is the guy that 70 million people voted for. You can't tell, this guy doesn't know how to tie his shoes, and you're going to tell me that 70 million people voted for a guy who can't remember the words that are coming out of his mouth. His wife wears a mask so she can whisper next to him what he needs to be saying. She's his teleprompter in his ear. That's why she wears a mask, so nobody can see her lips moving.
Exactly.
This guy doesn't know where he's at. And it's going to be, you know what, and there's a part of me, guys, there's a part of me that wants to say, you know what, I hope you get what you deserve. You vote for this kind of nonsense and BS. I hope you get what you deserve because look, I'm pretty resilient. And, you know, a lot of folks out there like us, we're resilient. We're prepared. We can put up with some hard times. But these folks, these basement dwellers that have never exercised any muscle but the thumbs that they use to play video game, they're not prepared for this. They have no idea
how to survive in
difficult times.
They have no aces in the hole, and all we've got is card decks in the hole. And I'm just being honest.
That's right.
Good old boys do. They can be black, white, old, young. We've got our act together. These people don't know anything. They don't even know what a trot line is. They don't know how to even imagine skinning a buck. They don't know how to pay a payroll. They don't know how to get up and take care of their kids. They're all just a bunch of loser idiots that would actually believe this Chi-Com agent is good. This is pathetic.
Yeah. No, they've been on the government dole for so long, they don't know any different. From the baby boomer grandparents to their Generation X parents. They've never heard the word no. They've never done without. They've never gone hungry. They don't have any concept of a hard day's work, and they certainly don't understand this idea of working 6 days a week and worshiping on a seventh. And you know, they don't have any concept of these values, the things that made America great. It's like Benjamin Franklin said, we're going to build a republic if you can keep it. And we need true and fair and honest and strong, resilient people to stand up right now before this thing goes completely.
Absolutely.
Down.
And that's why Big Tech wants everybody censored and said, we won't listen to anyone's election views other than these seven media outlets. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that are covering up all the fraud, covering up the scams, because they need this victory against nationalism, against our repudiation of them, against our repudiation of the communist Chinese. This is for all the marbles. Chad Prather is our guest at Watch Chad on Twitter and on YouTube, Chad Prather. I'm going to be popping in on his show tomorrow. Really appreciate him coming on with us. Thank you so much, sir.
Dude, thank you, guys. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you, brother. All right, Leanne, do 5 more minutes with me in the next hour, and then we're going to hand the baton over to the next guest host. and then I'm going to go sleep in my office for about an hour. And then I'm going to, yeah.
Long night.
Yeah, and then I'm only got about 2 hours sleep. But I'm feeling good, but I'm kind of getting dingy here. I'm going to take a nap, and then I'm going to pop back out of my hole on my couch, and then we're going to get back on air here.
Well, I mean, the good news is if President Trump does win Nevada, then he will not need Michigan or Wisconsin. And so we don't really know what's going on there. I guess with the election close to call, the Nevada officials said that they were going to just pause releasing the new totals for 24 hours. Why? I'm not sure.
This is all unprecedented fraud. It's exactly what they said they do, and they're just doing it because they think they've got media cover.
Right. They think possibly if they pause, then Joe Biden can get those other electoral votes to reach 270. If they can stop these other states from getting their electoral votes in. Pennsylvania, some counties there, they said, oh, it's due to the COVID restrictions that we can't safely count the ballots.
But the CDC said if you have COVID, still go vote.
I mean,
it's all
first
turn it on, turn it off. They control it as a gatekeeping mechanism on us. Guys, I'm begging listeners for myself and you to please share the link, band.video, infowars.com. But those get blocked a lot on Twitter and Facebook and places. Well, you spread 79days.news is the new URL they're not able to censor. Also, electionnight.news, but now it's election 79 days. So 79 days. So the number 79days.news, and just email it out and say, here is the forbidden truth as America fights a Chi-Com takeover. And let me explain this, but I know you already know this. You know we're not making this up. You've seen the proof. But I really wish the Democrats were just normal corrupt or whatever, or weren't corrupt. I wish they weren't actual Chi-Com agents. We're in big trouble. And I am a coward and a piece of filth if I don't really start mobilizing civil disobedience and really aggressive stuff. And then they start a fight, you know what's going to happen. They're going to false flag and say we're violent offensively. We won't want to do that. But I'm not going to be overtaken by the Chi-Com. So let's just get with the facts here that we're not rolling over this. And they knew we wouldn't roll over. That's why they targeted us. They've got our number. And our number is called faithful to common sense in this republic. And my ancestors never backed down to traitors and foreign enemies. And I'm not backing down to this sack of garbage right now. Our ancestors kicked King George's ass. Nobody else had beaten him. And a bunch of other people's asses. And I'm just telling you right now, it's a psych war. That's 95% of this fight. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to come down to boots on the ground and what you're going to do. But this is not a normal party. I wish they were just the Democratic Party. They're Chi-Com globalist operatives. I need a war chest to fight this fight. I told you, we're not out of the woods yet. We're in the woods, ladies and gentlemen, deep in the woods. We can cut our way out of this. I got great products you need. PQQ, CoQ10, DNA Force, sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off, just free shipping, triple patriot points, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so good for your cells, so good for your whole body, 95% cumanoid. It's massively discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, Ultra 12, it's all there. So good for your immune system. You need it, and it supports the broadcast. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get some T-shirts, some books, some films, and I salute and thank you all. Hour number 4 is only 2 minutes away. We have now entered the 79 days of hell. Breaking news straight ahead.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.